Continue right along here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our next segment is featuring the Manhattan Fire Department, as we do each month. And we've got the fire marshal here for the Manhattan Fire Department, Jake Powell, joining us in this next segment. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Brandon.
This is a time of year that can really pick up for firefighters, as we've started to see a little bit here regionally. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming rangeland burning season in just a moment, but you guys have kept busy the last couple weeks here with some fires, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had several over the last couple weeks. Fortunately, they've all been really small and contained. We did have a fire due to some overloaded electrical equipment during the last cold spell. Just remind people that if you have issues with your electrical system, you need to contact a qualified electrician. And space heaters, while they're generally safe, too many space heaters or running them too close to combustibles or while you're sleeping is a bad idea. So call an electrician if you're having issues with the electrical system and be really careful with your space heaters.
Why is it not a good idea to plug those into extra power cord or something like that? You want to plug it directly into the wall, right?
Absolutely. Those space heaters draw a lot of current from the electrical system and they need to be plugged directly into an outlet that's permanently installed. Don't use them on a extension cord or a power strip. They'll cause those to overheat, melt, cause a fire.
All right. You guys worked a fire at Metal Arc recently. That one looked like that was pretty minor. It was mostly controlled by sprinklers there, but it did do a little bit of damage.
Yeah, this last weekend, crews were called to Metal Arc. There was a fire that was in a dryer, accidentally ignited with some materials in the dryer. The fire was controlled with one sprinkler head. The residents were all able to stay in the upper floors in the residential portions of that building due to the fire protection systems in that building. So everything at the building worked as it should. Residents were safe. There was a little bit of smoke that got throughout parts of the building, but we helped clean up the water and got them back in service. Very minimal fire loss.
Has there been any other? I know RC McGraw's, it was almost a month ago, they had their incident. Has there been any other updates besides what we've had?
No updates on that fire. It's still under investigation.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, fires are certainly something we'll be seeing a lot more of here in the next month or so as spring rangeland burning begins. What officially does that kick off?
Well, March and April are the traditional months that the rangeland around here in northeast Kansas is burned to help control woody growth, provide for new healthy grass for the grazing. You've seen a lot of it west of us. Fort Riley's had several large fires here in the last couple of weeks. The county's been busy the last couple of weeks with the dry weather. Any little spark or heat source very easily ignites this dry fuel that we have. So want to advise everybody to be very cautious with any heat sources or any fires they may have at their homes and properties.
I was looking at the U.S. Drought Monitor here this morning, and it hasn't been updated since February 24th, which is about a week ago. But it's for the Manhattan area, we're still in abnormally dry conditions. Up north, it's a little worse. We haven't seen a lot of rain, so I imagine you guys are probably kind of on your toes here this season.
Yeah, we're preparing our equipment and our personnel just in case we're needed to assist with the area agencies and then protect our city and citizens if needed.
All right. And we're speaking with Jake Powell, Fire Marshal here with the Manhattan Fire Department. We're going to speak a little bit about the outdoor fire policy here for the city of Manhattan.
Yeah. This time of year, as the weather warms up, it gets nice. Everybody wants to spend some time outside. We want to remind everybody to be safe and follow the City of Manhattan outdoor fire policy. So as we just talked about, it's extremely dry. So watch those burn bans for the city and the county and the state, red flag warnings, and make sure that you're following this policy. It's available on the Manhattan Fire Department's webpage. Some high points of it: make sure that you use only dry season firewood, no trash, construction debris, leaves, nothing that is going to cause a offensive or objectionable odor or smoke. The portable outdoor fireplaces like a chiminea or a fire ring, fire bowl that you can pick up and move needs to be at least 15 feet from a structure, a vehicle, anything combustible like a fence. and a recreational fire that's on the ground enclosed by a non-combustible ring, at least a foot high, needs to be at least 25 feet from combustibles, property lines, vehicles, those types of things. Be outside at all times that the fire is burning and have a way to put it out. And if it's objectionable, you may be asked to put it out because what you are doing may affect your neighbors. So always be considerate, be a good neighbor. And if the smoke is causing objectionable odors, it's probably going to be bothering somebody. Just be aware it's so dry, we recommend waiting till there's a little bit of moisture to have any of these outdoor recreational fires.
All right. And are there, can there people be fined if they don't follow these recommendations?
Yeah, that would be a last resort. We always try to educate first, and help the resident understand why this could be a risk or why it's causing an issue for the neighborhood. But it can be a citation for unlawful burning.
Okay. As far as some other things going up, we're talking springtime here. It feels like spring today with the temperatures warm as it is. Spring cleanup is just around the corner, and Manhattan Fire Department's involved with that.
Yeah, there's citywide spring cleanup. It's a way for residents to kind of help clear up that stuff that falls in their yard, the leaves and sticks from the winter. It's April 4th through the 8th. There'll be more information on the city social media and the city website, but it allows residents to stack branches, limbs, and properly bagged leaves and yard debris at the curb, and it will be picked up during that week of April 4th through the 8th.
And probably a good idea to, if you've got some extra leaves out there, especially up on your rooftop, get those out of there because that's probably combustible.
Yeah, the leaves and the dry grass, things are very, very dry this winter because we haven't had the moisture. So if you live in an area that's adjacent to some natural area, creeks, pastures, prairies, it's a good idea to keep that woody debris, sticks, and leaves cleaned up around your house because that's what can sometimes lead to fire spreading from the yard and the grass into the house. Is it'll start that piles of leaves and brush on fire adjacent to the house. So anything you can do to clean all that up will help you tremendously if worst case happens and we have a fire that spreads into the city.
All right. Jake also sends out the weekly building permits here. I might just ask you a little bit on that. I've driven down Fort Riley Boulevard here recently, and I know that Casey's General Store looks like it's getting really close to opening here. Do you know how close they are to opening officially?
Yeah, they had a final inspection yesterday, and they're wrapping up the landscaping, and I think they'll have a couple weeks to stock the store and do employee training, but should be seeing it open up fairly soon. We're excited to have that. That's a great location for them.
Certainly is. And then not too far from there, it's been about a year now since that fire at Taco John's. I still drive by there quite a bit, and you know, no one can get their tacos there. But any word on progress they're making on that building?
Yeah, the last I heard is they were waiting on kitchen equipment. As with everything, there's lots of delays with shipping and manufacturing and products getting unloaded, delivered. It's a hold up with equipment is last I've heard.
It looks like they're doing a full remodel of that building on the inside. So
yeah, it was gutted, remodeled.
All right. Well, some good information here this morning. Jake, anything else this morning?
Just remind people to be safe. It's super dry. If you see smoke in the neighborhoods, maybe just check the city and county Facebook pages for fires. But as always, if you see smoke in your house or in your office, call 911, report that. But just the smell of smoke is going to be a pretty normal condition for the next couple months around the outside areas of Manhattan.
Yeah, as much as masks are coming off, it might be good to wear them outside here the next couple months here in Manhattan with all
yes.
the burning going on.
It will alleviate some of your allergies and itchy, ruddy nose, possibly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jake, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk again sometime soon.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus up next. We're going to talk downtown Manhattan with Gina Snyder, up next on News Radio KMAN.